1983, so a long time ago, and raced him to beat him in his fifth. He was trying to go for his fifth win, and I managed to beat him in 1983, and that's where it all started.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Dan's Got Change with Brytrock, as the Dan Nichol Show makes its way through season 16 of the show. Now, if you go back to season 15, you might remember the tall, smiling, very difficult to keep quiet face of one of the most inspirational people I know, and I don't say that lightly, because we do get some pretty inspirational people on the Dan Nichol Show. But my guest this week is somebody who is not just an extraordinary athlete, and one who I don't think has ever got quite as much respect and kudos from the broader South African sporting public as he should have, because, gee, he is and was good at what he does. Lovely to see you. Welcome. And first of all, congratulations. The book is out. The Oscar Chalupski story is there for the world to read.
Thank you, Dan. It's a pleasure to be back on your show, and appreciate you bringing me on. Really love it.
Now, I've had a look at the book. I'm about three or four chapters in. It's always an interesting process to get into a book like this when you're reading it. What about the writing process? I know you wrote it with somebody, but that process of going back and reliving this extraordinary journey that you've had.
I was very fortunate that I kept all the newspaper cuttings. Otherwise, I had no chance of remembering. Because, I mean, my book goes back 50 years, and you saw one of my first times I was in the newspaper was in 1969, so I was only 6 or 7 years old. And it is difficult, and I'm very fortunate to have a very good ghostwriter in Graham Spence.
It's a story that chronicles all manner of adventures and, dare I say, misadventures in the life of Oscar Chalupski. The one that I think has the most impact in terms of sheer scale of achievement, this relationship with the Molokai. Explain to people what that race is and why what you did is so remarkable.
Well, how it all starts, a race between two islands, Molokai, which is a leper colony, and Oahu, where Waikiki on Honolulu is. And it's 52 kilometers, open ocean, massive swaves, massive wind. And how it all started is I actually won the junior and senior Ironman at 15. And then this guy, Grant Kenny, won it 1 month later. And he had won this Molokai race 4 years in a row. So it was the only opportunity, because in the heart of apartheid, I couldn't race against anybody outside of South Africa. So, and he wouldn't come here and I couldn't go there. So we knew he was going to, 4 times in a row, he had won it, Grant Kenny. And then I came along in 1983. So a long time ago. And raced him to beat him in his fifth. He was trying to go for his fifth win, and I managed to beat him in 1983, and that's where it all started.
And it's a race you have this long and celebrated relationship with. Winning that particular race was extraordinary. Even more so, though, was the race you won just shy of 50, putting a very big pin in the balloon of a much younger athlete.
Yeah, I mean, that was it was probably one of the biggest wins I've ever had, and where I pushed myself to the furthest at 49 years old, 2012, going for my 12th win racing against a stacked field. And funny enough, the guy who came second, Clint Robinson, beat me at the Olympics in 1992. He was one of the youngest gold medalists in 1,000-meter K1, and I managed to beat him by 14 seconds over 3 hours 23. And when I finished that race, believe me, if I'd fallen in, I would have drowned because I was just spent.
So this incredible career, surfing, paddling, working your way around the world. But your biggest challenge hasn't actually been surf skiing. It has been dealing with a rather nasty opponent called cancer.
Yeah, I mean, that was I was sitting right here where I am now in Porto, Portugal, just down the road from our Nella factory, and got the news on the 25th of November, 2019, to say, hey, you've got 6 months to live. And I was sitting there, and obviously my wife was listening to this conversation and said, and she burst out into tears. I mean, I might have shed one tear, but at the end of the day, I said, hey, I've got 6 months. It's much better than one day. And that's how I think of every day. And then I kept on, and it happened to be my wife's birthday the next day. She was turning 60, and I'd organized a special thing. Everything's cancelled. I said, nothing's cancelled. I'm still alive. I can't believe this cancer can beat me so easily. And that's what happened. And then it just kept on getting worse and worse.
And yet you were still going, certainly well more than those 6 months you were giving. You've had a second round of cancer as well. How do you deal with that kind of change to your life?
Yeah, no, I mean, my whole life's been like that. So I've sort of had adversity all the time. When I was young, I couldn't race because I had apartheid. And then I raced under a pseudonym and under other countries and won races. And then they banned me again. And then I just took up golf. You know, I don't mind changing my life. And I think that's something, a lesson for people to realize, is that when I got cancer, I realized that I had to fight it and then change my lifestyle a little bit. But the most important thing is to have fun and keep on fighting and listen to people out there that give you the support that you need. Like everybody out there wants to help you. You just got to take the right advice all the time. And that's what I've been doing. So like I fast before my chemo. And then as soon as I finish my chemo and you can ask my friends, I'll go to Barristers and have one or two bottles of wine because I think that kills the cancer and the chemo.
It's a wonderful approach, and you always seem to have this energy and this positive nature. How do you keep it up? And are there days when even Oscar Chulipsky has a bit of a downer?
Yeah, I mean, you have these days. I mean, you've got to have them, and you just got, you sort of put them out of your mind as quick as possible. I mean, even yesterday, I'm so frustrated. I'm trying to train for the World Championships that's happening on Monday, or Tuesday, and then the surf ski World Championships a little bit later. And suddenly I get a flu. I got over the flu and now I got the flu. You can hear my voice is not perfect. And I just think, okay, well, today I'll just have to take it easy. But I didn't, it sort of went in my brain for a split second. Gee, this is pissing me off. Why am I getting flu now? I need to be training hard and I can't. But you can't. And you just do it and then accept it and go and have some more beers and some more wine. And I like my good wine and a bit of port wine, you know, so 35-year-old port wine. So that's what you got to do. You've got to just cut the bad things out of your mind and think of the positive, because there's always positive things. So the positive thing, I can't train, so I might as well drink and eat some good food.
Even Oscar Chulipsky has to take his foot off the pedal occasionally. Before we let you get back to that Portuguese wine of yours there in Portugal, Oscar, a word for people who find themselves in a similar situation. Cancer is sadly all too prevalent in its different forms around the world. What's your message to people who've got that news and now have to try and deal with it?
I think the most important thing is get a good support system around you and look at people to help you and think and watch people that are positive, because it's so easy to get a negative spiral when you get cancer because you just think, how do I get this and nobody else? But as I tell most people, I was one of the fortunate few. I've got two cancers, so it's better. I've got skin cancer. As you know, that big thing in my head is healing, by the way. And they cut my ear off and all these things. But it doesn't matter. As long as you've got a positive mindset all the time, that's what you've got to have. And if you can't do it, get other people to help you do it. And I think that's important.
From a distance, the book over Oscar's broad shoulder might look faintly like Donald Trump. It's not. It's Oscar Chulipsky. It is a wonderful book. And it does two things for me, Oscar. It chronicles this journey of yours and what a journey it has been. But it is also a book so full of hope and of encouragement that it's really going to lift your spirits when you read it. Well done on publishing it. But far more importantly, congratulations on this wonderful life of yours. And best of luck with this journey against cancer. And I'll tell you what, I think cancer's picked the wrong person to take on this time round.
I hope you're right, Dan, and really appreciate being on your show, and hopefully we'll see you soon in person to paddle again.
I look forward to that. Oscar Chulipsky, good friend of mine, good friend of the show, a quite wonderful South African athlete and an inspiration. More great guests on Dan's Got Change with Brightrock next week. Goodbye.